Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carly on the Blog Talk Network. And tonight we have Nicholas Costner. He has been on so many great shows like Santa Barbara, One Life to Live, Facts of Life, Huntu, I think he was on Huntu. That was in a dream of mine. And also, he's been on Wonder Woman and, Another World as well. And also, L.A. Law. Oh, my God, he was on L.A. Law. Oh, my God, how come I didn't remember that, people? So, let's see. So, we are waiting on him. So, I'm going to bring Nadia on.
Hello.
Hey, Nadia, it's me. But you know that.
How are you?
Okay, Nadia. Nicholas is here. So,
okay.
People, we have a great guest in store for you tonight. We have Nicholas Costner, who's been on Santa Barbara, One Life to Live, LA Live, Facts of Life, so many other great shows he's been on. And this is Carly, and that's Nadia. And here we go.
Hi, are we doing this on a virtual or just on the radio?
Just on the radio, Nicholas, like usual, you know.
Okay.
I'm so happy you came on again. We haven't had you on in a while. So how have you been dealing with COVID-19 and staying home a lot?
Now, are we doing the interview or are you just testing? Am I on?
Yes.
Yes,
are
you're
we
on.
Recording? Are we recording?
Yes,
we are. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, so how have I been faring in the COVID? During the COVID? Was that the question?
No, I just asked how were you holding up with, you know, with the stay-at-home order for the last year in California. And have you been able to book during the time it's been, you know, America's been kind of staying at home?
Okay. To answer your question, we are both alive. And we had some people in Russia, friends of ours and relatives, that got a little ill, but they're basically okay. My wife, as you may know, is Russian, but she just became an American citizen, which we're celebrating, and it's wonderful. We live on a boat, and we have a little adopted dog. We live on a boat in a place called the Marina del Rey. And the little dog we adopted is called Lana Del Rey.
Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
I can just barely hear you. Is there a reason for that?
And so...
Can you give me
God,
a little...
Very low. I can
see.
Go on.
Hello?
Oh, can you get my hearing aid?
I have to.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, you still here? Yeah, go on with what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a little adopted dog who just happened to already be named Lana Del Rey after the singer. And so we live in Marina Del Rey on a boat, and we have a little mixed breed dachshund. I'm sorry, I'm hearing my own echo.
That is cool.
Hang on 1 second. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the volume more on my phone here. one second. Okay, here we go. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine. You know, the last couple of minutes. So, you know, you have this career that most people would die for. Okay, maybe that's not the correct word right now. That people would want. You have been on so many other you've been on a list of so many TV shows, from One Life to Live, Santa Barbara, Facts of Life, but may I add, you did such a wonderful job on Facts of Life. Oh, my God. I loved when you were playing Blair's dad on Facts of Life.
Thank you.
I rewatched some of those episodes while I was, you know, at home for the last year, and watching them again, it made me fall in love with you all over again, because I just love that you played and everything. And, you know, I mean, Facts of Life was, you know, one of the greatest comedy shows in the 80s. And also, you know, you were also on One Life to Live, which I did not know until doing my research today. So how was
you
in One Life to Live?
It was terrific. I had injured my arm the year before, and I couldn't move it for a year. And they hired me anyway, so I stuck my hand in my pocket for a year. And I did One Life to Live, and we had a great producer named Gene Arley in those days. And, of course, Bob Woods, my buddy, and the whole cast was simply wonderful to me. And I had the greatest time, and the only reason I left is because Santa Barbara called and said, we have this great part for you, and it enabled me to move back to California, because One Life to Live and All My Children and all those shows were in New York. And so... Yeah, it's been, the career on soap operas has been remarkable, because I guess I hold the record of playing romantic leads on 10 of them, 10 shows. And but I was also, in the old days, I was able to do Broadway and off-Broadway shows as well. So I did, while I was doing soap operas, I did 10 Broadway shows. And and so it was a great era, especially during Another World, which was on NBC here. But then Santa Barbara was the first show that showed all over the world, even in Nepal. And I got letters from places like Nepal, and, you know, wonderful, wonderful letters from people. So it has been a joy. I've had a great time so far. And now, you asked me what I was doing during the COVID crisis, which still continues, of course, but I finished my memoir, and it's called Another Whole Afternoon. And it's going to be out in a few weeks.
Wow. Will it be on Amazon?
I think so, yeah. I think we'll have it on. It's being published privately, and then we'll have it on all the major outlets. I'm sure it'll be on Amazon. But why don't I let you know when it is? I anticipate it coming out in about a month.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know.
Yeah, it was fun writing it, because I had quite a lot of adventures at sea and in wild Atlantic storms, and at the Royal Academy in London when I was a teenager. And it was just, and in the Army, I was in the Presidential Honor Guard. And so that was a great experience. And stuff like that, you know. Plus,
how long did it take you to write the book?
About 8 years.
Well, I mean, it's your life story. Of course you wanted to be great, so it's going to take a while, and I cannot wait to read it because I love reading.
Well, thank
books, you.
You
know,
yeah, well, a big
you know,
part of my a big
this.
Part. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, just during the cold month of February is we have snow this weekend in Seattle, so you know, snow is you know. We don't get snow.
Now,
where
are you? Where are you, actually?
I'm in Seattle, Washington. Yeah,
oh,
we got dumped on this weekend with snow and wind and ice. And so it was kind of a crazy weekend, just staying home, not doing anything. But it was,
yeah.
You know, I love the snow. I love the
we
snow.
Shot, we
think,
shot. We shot part of MacArthur up in Seattle. In those days, the battleship Missouri was then anchored in Seattle, and we shot the surrender of the Japanese in World War II on the deck of the actual battleship Missouri, where it took place. And, of course, I write a lot about Gregory Peck, who was my favorite actor ever.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he was something. And Seattle's a nice place. A very nice, very good people up there. And the Canadians them.
I mean, it is a great place to live, I will say. But, you know, I would like it not to rain as much as it does. That's my only complaint about living here, the rain. But, you know, we have awesome hot summers, so I will take that. And also, you were on, for people that did not know, you were on 90210 too, back in 91. You were on 90210. I remember that because I was hooked on 90210.
Yeah.
So how was that?
Yeah. That was a very interesting
episode.
I played the father of that son who was suicidal, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, yes, you did, and you did a great job. Now, yeah, you did a wonderful job on that. And I know I just have a few. You know, more questions before I give it to Nadia. What was Law and Order?
Say again.
How was Law and Order? You were on Law and Order in the 90s. How was that?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Yeah, Law and Order. You were on Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah, how was that?
I was on it two different times. That was a long time ago. I was on one of the original ones. And then I played the first defense lawyer who ever won a case on Law and Order.
Well, you were great on both of them. You know, all episodes. And let me pass it to my new host and the new booking daytime after dark, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
So,
how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm very well.
Good. So I have a couple of questions for you. So,
sure.
You are on Santa Barbara. And you used to... Did you have a lot of scenes or work with Nancy Lee Grant at all?
With Nancy? Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work with her a lot, but we adored each other. We still do. Yeah. She's
awesome.
I always thought she's the one who should have become a big movie star. She's still a big movie star to me.
Yes. She's awesome. She's a great person.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful actress, too.
Yeah, she's done awfully well.
And you were also on The Bay.
Right. Yeah, I helped get that started 9 years ago. And there were a bunch of us who were well-known in daytime. And Gregory Martin asked us all to come and work, frankly, for practically nothing, which we did for many mm-hmm. years. And then I just recently stopped doing it because, you know, there's a limit.
Right. So now, so out of all the shows that you have done so far, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
You mean of the daytime or the nighttime or the films or the Broadway or what?
Whichever one.
Well, let's pick all three. My favorite film was All the President's Men. My favorite stage play had to be Twigs with Seda Thompson. I played opposite her, and she won the Tony. It was Twigs, T-W-I-G-S. And, of course, I loved working with Sir Laurence Olivier. And I enjoyed my whole time in the theater. In terms of television, I loved Facts of Life. I've had a lot of fine roles. I did a role on MacGyver years ago, written by a friend of mine, John Considine, whom you may remember. He's been on a lot of shows. He's also written some big movies. But he wrote mm-hmm. a wonderful part of an old professor who was living in a junkyard and who was a little disturbed. And it was a great part. So that was my favorite TV part ever. And it was on the original MacGyver. My favorite soap opera, I would say All Together, because everything about it was so right, was Another World. But my favorite mm-hmm. character, I guess, had to be Lionel on Santa Barbara.
Yep.
Yeah. The writers, Bridget and Jerry Dobson, were so generous writing for me, and even towards the end when they were no longer there, the writers were very kind to me on Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
except for one period where I left and went to All My Children for a year because I hated the writing on Santa Barbara, but we won't talk about that, or will we? No, the guy who was a producer on that at that time, he's no longer with us, so it's not nice to speak mm-hmm. ill of the dead.
No, exactly. So, now do you still keep in touch with a lot of people from Santa Barbara?
I sure do, especially Louise Sorrell, who's one of my dearest friends ever, who played Augusta. And also E. Martinez and Lane Davis and I are really good buddies. So, yeah, I saw Robin. My wife and I had Robin Mattson and her husband over last year before the COVID. And Judith
awesome.
McConnell, of course, I adore Judith McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
We still see her. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
And then we had a cruise. We had a cruise last year that Lane Davies arranged, a Caribbean cruise, and Harley Jean Kozak was on it, and Sherilyn Walter, and the rest of us from Santa Barbara. We had a terrific time. And we were going to have one this year, but we had to postpone it because of the COVID.
Because of the COVID, yeah. See, that's tough. The COVID stopped a lot of stuff.
What else can I tell you?
let's see. So you said you were in theater. Is that correct? Before you started some of the soap operas, is that what you said?
Actually, I had a long and a very terrific career in New York, and I was also a founding member of three repertory companies, including the mm-hmm. Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis, and the Baltimore Center Stage, and the Boston Charles Playhouse. So I did that, and
oh,
then,
wow.
as I said, 10 Broadway shows, and 22 off-Broadway shows.
Wow. Now, do you have a favorite Broadway show?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it, Twigs.
Twigs, that's
Twigs.
Right, okay. Yep,
but
you
I
did
also,
mention it, I'm sorry.
I did a play with Roscoe Lee Brown. Remember him? He was on the Bill Cosby show. He played a doctor, but he was a very famous
yeah.
New York actor. And he and I did a play by the great poet Robert Lowell called Benito Cereno.
Mm-hmm.
And we represented the United States in Europe during our bicentennial in 1976. And that was probably the greatest single experience I've ever had on stage.
Oh, wow.
And I played the captain in that. And I haven't, you know, if you like, I haven't talked anything about my other life, which was teaching disabled scuba divers, which I started
oh, yeah.
doing back in the 70s. And
mm-hmm.
that was a huge part of my life and still is in a way. I don't do as much of it at the moment because I've had some back problems that I am getting over. Pretty soon I'll be scuba diving again. But, yeah, but anything else about showbiz you want to know?
No, I think I'm all set. We do still have a couple of people that want to talk with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, we have a
I'll change you over to them.
Yes, we have a surprise.
Good talking to you, Nicholas.
Waiting on hold for you. And I will just run them on right now.
I'm sorry.
Hi. Hello, Mystery Call. You're on there. Hey,
sorry?
You, Mystery. Yep, you're on there.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Okay, what's going on? Okay. Your special guest is on here. 213, you are male.
Boy. Do you understand? My wife doesn't understand you either. So it's not just me. Say slowly and clearly.
Okay, 213.
Oh, don't give out. Please don't give out my phone number on the air. My God, that was
no,
a private
I'm somebody
phone
else's.
No, I didn't mean
Jesus.
You.
Oh
no, it was
God.
Somebody else's.
No, it was your area code, and I'm going to bring on David.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah.
David's going to be
here.
Here
he is, David.
Hi, Nicholas. How you doing?
I'm fine, yeah. Who is this?
David. Dave Burgess.
Oh, Dave Burgess. Yes, hi. Okay.
Yeah. You've been so many good things. We're like working all president's men. You're great in that. All the president's men.
I didn't understand that either.
But they work in all the president's men. All the president's men. We're in that movie. All the president's men.
All the president's men, yes. What about it?
How would they work in that?
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
How would they work on that?
I already said it's my favorite film.
Yeah, because yeah, that's one of my favorite films too.
It was
so
wonderful working on it. It was terrific working on it. Robert Redford was so thoughtful, and Alan Pakula, God rest his soul, the director, was fabulous, and the cinematographer was the great Gordon Willis. So
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a very, very pleasant experience all the way around.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Rascal D. Brown was on the Cosby Show. I think they were talking on the Cosby Show. Rascal D. Brown was on the Cosby Show.
That's right. Rascal D. Brown.
Yeah, what was he like?
What was he like? He was brilliant and funny, and I've written a whole chapter about him in my memoir. Because he was one of the greatest experiences I ever had in the theater, was working with Roscoe, and we were also very good personal friends. So when we went to Paris on tour with the play, everybody in Paris seemed to know Rascal Lee Brown. And it was just fabulous. We had the best time in the world. Yeah, that's probably as good a memory as I will ever have.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie that you like? Do you have to pick a favorite movie? Do you like? Do you have to watch? Go watch over and over again. A favorite movie that you got to watch.
I just am not understanding a lot of what you're saying.
Do you have a favorite movie that you like that you watch over and over again that you've done or watch? Do you have a favorite movie that you can watch over and over again?
Oh, thank you.
I said, do you have a favorite movie of yours you like to watch over and over again?
Okay, I think you said you enjoy watching it over and over again.
Now, do you have a favorite movie? Do you have a favorite movie? Do you have a favorite movie?
David, I'm so sorry. You're very difficult to understand.
Do you have a favorite movie to watch over and over again?
I just don't understand.
David, I'll ask him for you. Hold on, David, I'll ask him for you. Nicholas, he wants to know, do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again?
Oh, that I like to watch over and over?
That you done, or that you done.
No, I really don't watch movies over and over again. But, you know, I'm in the Academy, and we're on the International Film Committee that votes for the Oscars. And so my wife and I see upwards of 60 films a year, just foreign films. And so we don't have time to watch the same movie over. We're right now seeing the final list, the long list of foreign movies. And we've also seen some very good movies with my friend Robin Wright, who's in a wonderful film called Land. And she directed it and plays the lead in it. And then Tom Hanks is wonderful in at least two films this year, in Greyhound and in No Man's News of the Day. So, yeah, we've seen a bunch of good films, and there are especially good international films from, like, Tunisia and places that you wouldn't really expect, maybe. And Hong Kong film, the French film, is brilliant. It's a banner year for international films this year, a banner year, meaning it's just fabulous.
You also had Third Crazy with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor. Third Crazy, what they do in that film?
Third Crazy,
yeah.
Oh, that's where Richard Pryor and I became friends. And we were friends until he died. Yeah, that was a great experience, wonderful experience. I didn't have much to do, but Sidney Poitier, the dear man, just said, Nicholas, would you be in our movie? And I said, to work with you, Sidney, I'd go anywhere and do anything, and I did. So I saw him in the original stage production of Raisin in the Sun on Broadway. And I thought, my God, you know, there's the greatest... The greatest young actor I've seen since Olivier.
Yeah. It's a good book, too. Take Raisin in the Sun. I love that book in the movie, TV show. How did you get started in our business? What was your first acting role?
Say again.
How did you get started in business? What was your big breakout role? How do you get started?
I'm just not understanding you. Could you get somebody to repeat it?
How did you get started in business?
How did I get started?
Yes, in business. What did your Facebook got role?
Well, I got started because I was in high school, and I defended a little Mexican kid who'd been beaten up by a white supremacist. And even then, it was worse then than it is now. And I defended him, and I didn't get very far because the principal was a right-wing fascist. But then the public speaking teacher was outside, and she heard me, and she called me, and she said, "Nicholas, we're going to put that big mouth of yours to work." And I won a bunch of speech contests, and then I went to the Royal Academy, and I've been acting ever since.
Yeah, you've been in so many things. I agree. Do you have a favorite story that on Santa Barbara? A favorite story that on Santa Barbara?
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
Do you have a favorite story that on Santa Barbara? A favorite story that on Santa Barbara?
I still didn't understand what you asked.
Have
somebody else ask the question. My wife can't understand you either, so it isn't me. And maybe it's my phone. What was the question?
So David wants to know, do you have a favorite scene on Santa Barbara?
Yeah, I think when Augusta was blind and Ronnie Schell and I were playing Cyrano de Bergerac and Christian, you know, we were doing a paraphrase of that play, and Ronnie Schell was pretending he was an astronaut and he was trying to make her feel good. And it was just hysterical and wonderful stuff. A lot of the stuff I played with Louise Sorrell was great, but then I was very lucky on Santa Barbara. Everybody I played with, from Robin Mattson to Louise and Lenore Kasdorf, they were all terrific actors. So I didn't have to do much, you know, except enjoy myself and learn my lines. So, listen, I've enjoyed talking to you guys. Can we, is that about it?
Yeah, we have one more interview. I mean, one more person. Let me see. Let's see. Okay. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hi.
Hey. Ask you, what was it like working with Robin Wright on Santa Barbara? Because I know she became a great actress in her own right on House of Cards over the years and other projects that she had done.
She was my best friend on Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
She was a great pal. And long afterwards, we kind of lost touch during her marriage to Sean Penn, because they moved away and stuff, you know. But she's still one of my favorite people in all the world.
Right. And you worked with Marcy Miller, who was on All My Children as well. But did you ever get a chance to work with her on All My Children, since you worked with her on Santa Barbara?
With whom?
Marcy Walker.
No, I never worked with her on All My Children. That was either before or after me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that you got an opportunity to work with Richard Pryor on in the movie Stir Crazy. Now was he basically the same Richard Pryor that was pretty funny in most of his stand-up acts at the time, and with some of the movies where he would make jokes and just shrug it off? And I mean, not necessarily with the racist comments, but more of the funny comments that he would make.
He was very friendly to me. I'm not quite sure why, because years later, I saw him at the comedy club. I was standing in line, and he pulled up in his Rolls Royce, and he rolled down the window. He said, "Nick, what are you doing standing in line, man?" I said, "I'm waiting to see you, man." And he said, "Come on in." So he got up on stage, and he said, "There are two people in the audience I admire, Sammy Davis and Nicholas Koster." Wasn't that nice?
Oh, yeah. And you got a chance to work with Gene Wilder in that film, and he and Richard became good friends.
I didn't get to work with Gene, no.
Oh. Because I was just going to say, Gene and Richard did a couple of good films back in the day, and it's just a shame that we lost him about 20 years ago because of his illness, and I understand why he had success. And I'm glad that his daughter has somewhat a successful acting career, just like Richard did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, but I'll let you go. And
well, it's nice talking to you. Tell me your name again.
Bobby.
Bobby. Nice talking to you, Bobby. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right. I'll let Malia and Carly finish up the interview.
Okay,
yes,
cheers.
And, Nadia,
thank you, Bobby.
Do you have something to tell
Nicholas? So, Nicholas, I have something wonderful to tell you. So that person that was calling in has the same area code with you, was Richard Eden.
Oh, yeah.
He called
in. Right.
He wanted to talk to you. And he
said he was about to give him a call. Yeah, he came down
to
the boat. Okay. Yeah, I'll call him.
Go ahead.
He said he would call you later tonight.
Okay, great.
Okay, and
thank you for coming on.
Thanks
for having me on your show. I enjoyed talking with you all. I'm sorry, it was probably my phone. I just had trouble hearing some of it. But we got through it, didn't we?
And hello to your
audience, and thank you. Thank you for being interested enough to listen.
Oh, anytime.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, take care.
Bye-bye.
So, I'm going to put David on, Bobby Lovey on.
Yeah, I was just silent just in case Richard was going to talk to Nicholas for a few minutes in case he called back. But I do apologize, Richard.
The next time he's on
or somebody else from Santa Barbara is on, you're welcome to call.
Well, I think, Bobby, I think with the weather everywhere, it's doing a havoc because it's bad weather on the East Coast. Nadia, are you having snow yet?
No. We're just having, like, rain, but no snow.
We haven't been on the air since then. Okay. So, yes, the snow came Friday night, and I was so excited, everyone, because it just kept falling down, like it would not stop. And we had about 3 or 4 inches in my backyard. And then I was talking to my cousin in Oregon Friday night. And the funny thing, but not funny, she lost power, and they still don't have power in Oregon. Like, there was a lot of people in Oregon that lost power because of the snow and ice and rain all at the same time. And she still doesn't have power. So, you know, it's been like a crazy couple of days because it's been really cold here in the Northwest. And, you know, the snow's gone, which makes Carly sad. But, you know, it did, at least I got a little snow. And number two, we have a show tomorrow. So we have the show tomorrow, and with Dustin Tokerson, and we might have to move it to one, but I will let everyone know tonight what, you know, happened with that. And
that's 1 o'clock your time or 1 o'clock east?
Yeah, well, if, you know, if I can't even talk today, if he has to have it, you know, at 12, we will keep it at 12. But we might make it at 1, just because I think 1 o'clock interviews are easier. And, but I'm going to, you know, see what, happened with that.
Yeah.
And,
I'm a little disappointed in how the Senate handled the whole impeachment thing Saturday. Because I was waiting for that guy to be convicted, and he still got away.
Well, that's true.
But from what I'm hearing, there might be some more legal troubles in the state of New York and elsewhere with Trump. And to make matters worse, his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, was in North Carolina today, and I think she wanted to run for Senate in North Carolina. Like, really? Do I really need that name? I mean, Elizabeth Dole was one thing, but I don't think I'll vote for anybody with the last name Trump.
Well, yeah, and so then besides Dustin this week, we have on the 18th, who do we have on Thursday?
Hold on 1 second. Let me pull up the schedule. Too many things.
Yeah, we are busy.
We sure are.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, here we go. So we have... So tomorrow we have Justin, right? Yeah. We have,
yeah,
Justin,
we have Justin,
and then on the 8th, and then on the 18th we have Marian Morelli.
Yep,
and
on
then
on the 19th
we have Mark Samuel.
Yeah, Felix from the hospital.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of that, it was great to see it back on after. It was great to see it back on the last 2 days, as opposed to last week when it was put to torture with what happened. But I don't want to give away anything that happened on Monday's show, because some people saying they didn't even get it because their DVR didn't record. Others are saying that it wasn't even recognized by the DVR. So I just wanted to ask you and Nalia, did General Hospital air with a new episode in the area the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's been on.
Uh-huh.
It was on today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what happened, you guys, was I can't think right now. Help me think for a minute. The trial. What happened with the trial? Last week got some person that got off scot-free, that I'm not saying his name. I reviewed the column and person. That's why your DVRs are like messing up, because the DVRs and the TiVos are messing up because of that. So, you know, remember to check your VCR, not VCR, TiVos and everything. You know, this week, just manually recorded. My mom had the same problem with YNR until I told her what to do. And then.
And speaking of General Hospital and YNR, congratulations go out to Chad Julie, who plays Michael, and his fiance, Courtney Hope.
I know. I'm so excited.
I mean, I'm excited about them, but I'm just waiting for, as much as I like Caitlin McMillan as Willow, for Courtney to actually do that role when Caitlin is unavailable or if it requires a love scene. I mean, I understand Courtney is on YNR and would be next to impossible to get her right now without having to substitute for Caitlin's boyfriend or somebody to be involved in the love scene down the road.
Well, and, I just got a hold of Dustin, and, we are doing it, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so.
So that's 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock East.
Yeah, and so that's what's going to happen, and also with your VC low and TiVos, everyone, just check it every day, because it last week screwed up everyone's TiVos and DirecTV and all that. So
right.
Well,
luckily my cable system Spectrum and it had it recording, so it was perfect.
Yeah, and so then let's see, is anyone, no, just the three of us. So yeah, so basically we have interviews coming out about you, coming up. Excited, right, Nadia, for the people we are getting? I cannot wait.
I know, I'm excited too.
I'm way excited. And, you know, your boys will know as a need-to-know basis. And...
Well, I already know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't.
I know. We don't get no.
You know what, David? Do you really want me to mute you? Because I'm this close. Oh, my God. He hung up on us.
David?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, David.
I'm not. Thank you, Bobby. Bobby, I love you.
Well, thank
you. I love you even more.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, whatever, you know, what this happened is...
Could be just
weather
or blog content that kicked them off.
You know, no, Bobby, you know, I did sometimes, David drives me into, What's the word I've been looking for, Nadia? Oh,
that's crazy.
Yes. So,
Drake?
And Bobby, you're already on a good list. Already, you know.
Yeah.
You are always good. We are never mad at you because you don't tell us what to do.
Right. Well, I do want to just forewarn you if you haven't gotten to watching General Hospital the last couple of days, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah, it was on yesterday, and it was on today. So if you need me to upload the episode for you on YouTube, I could. Oh, I'm sure
no.
It's on DirecTV. It's probably on DirecTV, too. I mean, cable, Comcast.
It's
tonight.
On Hulu, too.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, really, really good places to find it. And, and for the word of mine, you know, no, I did not get my second vaccination yesterday. I mean, Sunday, because of the snow, it kind of, how should I put this in a nice way? The snow made it cancel, so we didn't have the snow. And then, we didn't have the snow. Nadia, what did you do yesterday?
Me, I got the first round of the first dose of the vaccine, so.
Right. I got my first shot a couple of weeks ago.
It just makes me very tired and my arm hurts. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what?
You
are so lucky,
when I got mine. But
yeah,
I go
I'm
back
telling you
on
guys,
the 4th of March.
One, I'm saying the second one, you guys.
I'm afraid.
People tell me that the second one, my sister's a PA, who's the doctor, warned me that we might feel kind of sick after the second one. Money and fever, but it won't last. It will be more like a 24-hour thing. So this losses, you know, this in your body on it. So, yeah, so pretty much, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
I got my second one on March 4th. I got my first one on February 4th.
You know, and besides you, Bobby, you know what? You are one of our favorite people. And, I will say this about General Hospital before we go. I don't like Nina right now.
I like Nina.
Okay. Nadia? Okay, honey. She's trying to get revenge on my girl. Okay? Probably did nothing wrong that night. Okay, she went to the cliff and tried to save that psycho. Now, so you're not even her daughter.
I don't know how you put it. Try to say that psycho.
What?
I like the way you said that.
Well, Bobby knows I don't mince words. Bobby knows that very well. But I'm sorry. She went on the cliff to reach out for her hand, and the arm slipped. Okay, there was no murder intent there. Okay, if I was coming, I would not even gone over to the cliff. I would have just let the psycho die of natural causes from the cliff, okay? After gaslighting my colleague for 2.5 years that what Neil did to the whole Crystal's family and back me up, Bobby, was inexcusable, unforgettable, and everything. And by the way, people, Nina is not the perfect saint either. Okay, she was a baby stealer with the Avery, but no, everyone wants a plain fit on my girl. No, I'm not buying it. Okay, I mean, okay, Bobby, if you were on that cliff that night, would you try to save Neil?
After all the hell that I've been put through from her, probably I would save her, but I don't want to also let her die.
Okay, what about you, Nadia?
You know me. I don't.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're the ninth one of us, too. I forgot about that. I'm sorry, I would not save you. I would just, you know, walk away after the screaming because, you know, of all Neil did, come on. Me and Julian, me and Silo, doing the baby twist, sending Carly and Morgan's grave thinking he might be alive. Okay, all those things are inexcusable for me, and I hate that all these stupid people are not united yet. You're not in the boat, so don't worry. All these people on Twitter are just really Carly hating my girl, and I'm shy, but people really don't want me to bring up Ava's past or Neil's past or Ava's past. Come on. Oh, Alexis? Come on. Alexis woke up with a dead guy in her bed. And then she screwed Ned. So, and she's becoming a little alcoholic. So before people want to throw stones at my colleague, just remember, and this is not on you, Nadia, don't worry. But if everyone wants to throw stones at my favorite character, just remember your favorite character woman is not perfect either. Yeah? Olivia and Alexis and Carly have all got kids from Sunny, okay? Number two, Alexis has been drinking more and more because she cannot cope with life. And Olivia has been way nice to her about her sleeping with her husband. So I'm sorry, if someone slept with my husband, why I was out of town with Robert Scorpio. So, you know, Olivia could at least just go sleep with Robert now just to get back in Ed. Oh, okay, I better stop it because the boy is a friend of mine, so I better stop. But see, Bobby knows how I get. So this, you know, I get mad. That's why I've grounded myself off Twitter for the night because I can't say anything nice right now. I can't say anything nice about Dump getting critted. I can't say anything nice about Nina. So before I get myself in Twitter jail, I'm letting Nadia take care of that side of the business tonight. You don't mind, right?
About what?
Just thanking Nicholas for coming on and all that. And because you don't want your co-host, you don't want your host, your partner in crime, and get herself into the jail because I could go on a rampage. Right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, Bobby knows me. Bobby knows me really well. And Bobby knows when I'm not happy, I kind of go on a Twitter rampage. So I have to tell myself, you know, I have to, you know, contain myself. But we will be back tomorrow one with the handsome, sexy Justin Torkelson. And then we will be back on Thursday and Friday. So we are working the rest of the week.
Yes.
Right, Nadia? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, and enjoy your night and don't do anything I would do.
All right.
There's a long list. There's a long list.
Good night, Bobby.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.